Everyone, hello. We're doing a quick little mic test thing just to make sure our mics aren't being retarded. Seeing as we
sup.
And we figured, hey, we'll take this time to talk about the Joker because I saw it over the weekend. Kevin just saw it yesterday.
It's called Joker, you heathen.
I'm sorry.
There's no the.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, let's just do it. This is going to be just a quick 10-minute thing. I'll upload to the feed. If you want to listen to it, cool. If not, okay. We're going to do full spoilers, so don't.
Yeah, no. Obviously, yes. It's spoilers on spoilers on spoilers the whole time. Don't even try to listen to it if you don't want spoilers. I am going to spoil it.
So this is your last chance. Okay. Too late. So what'd you think of it?
So when I got out of the theater, I wasn't quite sure what to think. I was just processing. And then as I got home, I was just sitting there thinking about it. And slept on it, woke up today, and my official statement is, it is remarkable.
Oh, it's a fantastic fucking movie, yeah.
It's one of those where, because of the fact that you are not guaranteed of, like, literally any of it being real. Yeah. It's one of those things that's kind of like, I think that's really awesome, and it allows you to really think about it. But it's also one of those things where I want to see it again, mm-hmm. and I basically just want to rewatch it a bunch of times so that I can really see all the little details and the callbacks. Because the things that were apparent to me that I really liked was obviously his descent, you know, into madness, but really more his descent into becoming an icon of chaos. Mm-hmm. And the fact that his whole, like, you know, his whole mission is to bring, you know, happiness and smiles to everyone. And then he essentially manages to do that via creating this Joker movement. And it's just, I thought it was just insanely well done. Tremendous acting. The score was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that it doesn't really give you facts. Like, it doesn't really tell you what actually happens. There are certain things that you know didn't happen, you know, like him with his neighbor.
Yeah.
You know that. Beads. Yes, like, you know that didn't happen, but you also don't really know what even happened outside of that. So, like, there's certain things you know for sure didn't happen, and it's just, it's crazy. I mean, I'm just sitting here thinking about it, the way that it ended really makes you wonder what the fuck was going on. I actually the first thing I thought of when the ending happened, where you see him in the hospital, you know, walking away from the camera, the first thing that popped in my head was just, is this possibly a Jacob's Ladder situation? And and so, oh, yeah. it's just incredible.
Yeah. My first thought before, obviously we could touch on each little beat of it or whatever, but my first thought is Joaquin Phoenix, he is going to win every single Oscar, including best actor, best supporting actor, best female lead, best makeup, best cinematography. He's personally alone is going to win every single Oscar for that role, because
they're even going to give him the best director Oscar, even though he didn't direct it.
Exactly. Best foreign film. it's best,
exactly.
Best documentary. Like, he was unfucking believable in that movie.
Yes.
It was unreal how well he played just a mentally ill person, and just how he could, and like, even, and I like how they made the Joker laugh like a tick rather than like that's just how he laughs. It's like,
yes,
involuntary, which makes him more insane. And
yes,
oh my god, he was so fucking good.
Yeah, I think it's truly, you know, even more remarkable because of the fact that going into it, my mental state was, okay, I heard this movie was really good. I'll be the judge of that. But mm-hmm. also, being such a huge fan of Heath Ledger's Joker, I was like,
oh, yeah,
there's no way he comes anywhere close. It's just going to feel hacky and whatever, and they're just going to try to do it different. It's not going to work. The fact that it was so well done and everything about the character seemed to work and make sense with the character, and like you said, the laugh being like a nervous tick where he's actually got a physical problem and he's got actual brain issues. Like, we don't know if it's like brain injury due to his abuse as a child. Like, we don't really know what it is, but we know that there's a, you know, there's a physical thing going on causing this laughter. it was just so well done that, like, when I came out of it, I'm like, holy shit. Mm-hmm. I had no idea whatsoever that he was going to make it, you know, I mean, I don't want to say that it's better than Heath Ledger's Joker, because Heath Ledger's Joker is fucking flawless.
Yeah, it's yeah.
But it's legitimately deserves to be talked about in the same regard.
Oh, yeah.
Which is mind-blowing going into it. If you would have told me that, I'd be like, fuck yourself.
It's incredible. Even though I think, here's how I kind of separate them, is that they're obviously both fucking Oscar-winning performances. Well, obviously, one of them is what Oscar-winning, other one should be. It'll definitely be nominated at the very least.
Yeah.
But the thing is that Heath Ledger played an amazing Joker, whereas with this film, if you took Joker out of it, it's the same movie and it's just as fucking good. Like, you don't need...
Yeah.
If you take Arkham off the hospital, if you change Wayne into fucking Billy Millionaire...
random millionaire person that they establish. Yeah, you know, doesn't need to be Wayne.
Because then it's just kind of Taxi Driver and whatnot. But, like...
Yes.
When... So in that case, like, I think he does such an amazing acting job, but I think Heath Ledger's still the better Joker when you say the character Joker.
Like, that's very fair. But I do have to say, the fact that it was in the Batman universe, I thought was, you know, it was a really well done take on the idea. Because in every Batman thing, the prevailing idea is that Gotham is a city that is just overrun with crime, mm-hmm. and it's dirty and all this shit. This was the first film that, like, really had that feeling just dripping from it.
Yeah, the dirty '80s New York. Yes, type.
And the way that he comes to rise without actually, like, doing a whole lot. Like, you know, obviously he murders the people in the subway, and so that starts the ball rolling.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's not like he's, you know, he does that, realizes he's becoming famous, and then just for half the movie is recruiting people and doing things. Mm-hmm. Like, he's on his own journey, but the spark that he has created, you know, the only way that spark grows to what it does in the film is if Gotham is what Gotham is. And I thought that was really cool. The idea that, in essence, all that, you know, he wasn't that much, he wasn't special, you know, quote, special in any way other than the fact that he had just the, you know, kind of like the idea of the Killing Joke, where he's one bad day away from this madness.
Yeah.
He was kind of just the one that got that extra push to get there, mm-hmm. whereas the city erupted around him and supported him, which means there was so many other people right on that precipice, and he was just the one that got that final push into it, and it's just... truly, truly remarkably well done. And so shocking that the director of The Hangover is the guy that directed it.
They asked him, like, why he's not doing comedies, and he says he just can't. Like, he doesn't want to do it in a world of where everything's offensive.
Exactly. But I just didn't realize he was that good of a director.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this movie was so beautifully made. But the one thing also about Gotham is you learn that they like to kick people.
Yeah, no, the bums and shit. They just like, we're just gonna get this guy on the ground and kick the shit out of him.
Yeah, but that was such an epic moment of his first kind of transformation towards Joker, where those dudes are beating him up on the subway and he just pulls out the pistol, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
Even though that five shooter had about 8 bullets in it, but
yeah, yeah. What you gonna do?
But no, yeah, I loved just going to, like, all the. There were so many twists in this movie, like. Obviously, the first big one is the mother, not Zazie Beetz is later. The first one's the mother, and how you find out that she is also very mentally ill. That you find out that, because the twist is like, holy shit, he's Batman's brother. And then you realize pretty quickly after that, no, his mom's just insane.
Yes, but it also does enough to put question on that. You know, there is an element of it of like, well, I mean... This world is a crazy, fucked up world. Maybe it is that Thomas Wayne knocked this girl up, and then in an effort to overly... and in an effort to cover it up, they file all this paper. Because that's exactly what a powerful guy would do.
Yeah, he would fake some that would be the
perfect way to cover it up. But at the same time, it is more presumable that she is just crazy, especially looking at how Arthur is.
Yeah.
You know. Well, then he's adopted, and so it's just like, I'm this fucking...
Well, that yeah, it's the, but it's like the child abuse thing of like that is yes. like when you like obviously every basic white girl out there knows when you listen to like those podcasts about the serial killers and stuff like that, you find out that they are all like severely beaten as children. Their parents aren't around yeah. or their
dad's not in
people.
The picture or yeah. dad is an asshole and murders and beats mm-hmm. And all that shit. So, yeah, I 100%. It yeah. is. Yeah, that twist. The like you said, the twist where Zazie Beetz is not actually his girlfriend. He's just imagining that whole thing.
Yeah. Which makes more sense because crazy. When that happened, or like when they started hanging out, I was just like, oh, yes, because she has a dead tooth, she's unattractive to everyone, and she has to lean on Arthur for, like, relationship.
Well, the other thing that I noticed, too, was that he talked in a completely different tone when he was with her.
He was very smooth.
Like, he sounded smooth and sounded normal, yeah. and that was so out of character for him. I was like, oh, all right, I guess he just has a moment. But nope, he's just he's yeah. just having episodes in his brain.
I think, actually, the most unbelievable part of the movie is the fact that Robert De Niro would be a good TV host, because his kid, like, when they were doing, like, they showed the clip, you know, of Arthur bombing on stage or whatever, and, like,
mm-hmm.
his like, he says the joke of, like, when people always made fun of me when I wanted to be, say I wanted to be a comedian, but nobody,
yeah, no one's laughing now.
Which one is a good joke? That's a funny yeah. joke. But two, yeah. they cut away back to the show, and he just goes, you could say that again. I'm like, that's terrible writing, and that's not a funny thing. That's like Conan yeah. or Stephen Colbert or whatever. They wouldn't say, like, you got that right. Like, they would have a yeah. much better quip to follow yeah. that than that. So I never once believe. Obviously, it's based off of some old, I think it's a Scorsese movie where he plays like
yeah,
a TV host.
Yeah, he plays, it's called, I believe it's called The King of Comedy, where he abducts his favorite talk show guy because he's in his madness has convinced himself that an appearance on that show would skyrocket his
yeah.
career.
Yeah, so it's obviously a play on that, but at the same time I was just like, I never believed Robert De Niro as like a funny late night host. Like,
well, that was I was thinking for a while that the entire show was a figment of his imagination. Because when he first, like, because I mean, the first time we see it, he's like, oh, the Murray Show is on. He turns it on, then he imagines himself in the audience. In my head, I was like, oh, this is probably not even like an actual thing. Like, maybe yeah. maybe they're watching something completely different. Maybe it's just the news. And he's like, let's imagine myself here. Yeah. But obviously, then, I mean, granted, we still don't know how much of it is real. We don't know if when he murders him at the end, if that actually happened or not, or if it's all in his head. Because when he's at the end and he's saying, you know, He's laughing when the nurse asks him what's going on, and he's just like, I was just thinking of a joke, you wouldn't get it. Mm-hmm. We don't know if that was him thinking about a whole bunch of other things. Was that like was that the Jacob's Ladder? Was the whole movie just in his head in this yeah. room? And then he snaps and kills her and walks out. Like, we don't really know. Just like we don't know when he goes into Zazie Beetz's room or in her apartment and she asks him to leave and he's just like all fucked up and then he leaves and it's all sinister. We don't know if he kills her.
Yeah,
there's just so many things we don't know, and that's what I really like about it, because it makes it a little bit of a choose your own adventure kind of thing, which yeah. is always interesting when it's not just here's what happened, here you go.
Yeah, it's definitely an awesome, it's definitely a movie that gets people talking, because obviously it's a little heavy-handed, but, you know, the poor versus rich thing. But, like, yeah, the whole mental illness thing behind it of how people aren't treated right, and obviously I'm guessing it has a small part with, like, the school shootings that have happened, you know, in recent history, that the mentally ill person with a gun, that's what he does. He goes on a show and shoots a guy in the face. Like, even though that's also based off of, there's a Joker comic that he does that, he goes on a talk show and shoots a guy, but I also liked with the movie is that it wasn't based, I mean, obviously it had, you know, this and that grabbed from comics, but it was its own original story, that he doesn't have to be the same age as Batman. It doesn't have anything to do with, it's not gonna be Batman versus Joker, because it's not, they're not setting up a world, they're just doing yes. a one-off story, which is just this amazing story.
Which is, you know, my favorite thing about movies is when you have something like this where someone says, I just want to make one movie and I want that movie to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they went out and did. And I really am appreciative of it, because you don't get films like this every day. You know, yeah. in the sea of You know, granted, we both love the Marvel movies. You know, they are great, very well done.
I'm a DC person. Justice League is my favorite.
But, but seriously, in a world of everything seems to be something that people are hoping to create a massive trilogy or whatever off of, it's really refreshing to see something like this that is designed to be a standalone. They haven't closed the door on the idea of future films.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix says he's interested in reprising the role.
But it's not like they went into this saying, well, if this does well, we're going to make 1,000 of them. Like, they wanted to just make this be good.
Yeah, and there's no cliffhanger or the game is on type moment.
Exactly.
Thing. But the thing, with it being its own thing where it's not setting up the Joker versus Batman type thing, I enjoy it. But if it were to be doing the Joker, set up the Joker versus Batman, they did a poor job of it because Arthur is not smart enough to be a crime lord. He can't spell anything right when you look at his journal. Even though he had that awesome quote of the worst thing about having a mental illness is people expect you to pretend like you don't. It's such a cool line. But he's not smart enough to be the king of crime in Gotham. So it's like that kind of bugged me. But at the same time, if you just forget about that it's a Joker in an already set universe or a set character, when it's its own standalone story, it's just perfect like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and it was a profound kind of experience, which is awesome.
Yeah, I loved it. It's gonna win every fucking Oscar.
It's one of the for sure best films I've watched this year. I'm trying to nothing really else is jumping into my mind of, oh, this was incredible. I'm, pulled it right up next to it. I don't know. This is great.
Yeah. The only other thing I really have to add before we move on to the other podcast is just the scene where he murders the clown dude. That was fucking insane. I guess Megan said she kind of spaced out during it and was dozing off because she was tired. But she's like, why was that there? And I was like, and I thought it was so cool because, the short guy was there because he liked Arthur and he wanted to be there for him. But the old guy, he used it as, his own selfish need where he's just like, dude, we got to get the story right about this guy.
Exactly. They're looking for me. We got to make sure we say the same thing. And it never cared about it. I mean, he enabled Arthur to, one, get fired from his job, and two, to start murdering by giving him the gun. Mm-hmm. So, he's de facto responsible for part of the descent, and he never gave a shit about him to begin with. And I did think that was a crazy scene, the way that he fucking murders the one guy, and then the short guy's there and he's freaking out and he's like, you're the only one that was nice to me, you're free to go. And then he can't reach the thing to get out. And then he's just like, oh, I'll get it. And he just pretends to go at him and freaks the guy the fuck out. And just the tension that they captured in that scene, because that was the some of the magic of the filmmaking and Joaquin Phoenix's performance, is that there was a definite point in that movie where I legitimately had no idea what he was going to do, and every character that entered the screen with him, I'm like, fuck, I don't know what he's going to do, but he's going.
And I love, that moment where, and then he kisses him and then lets him leave. But I love the moment, where he does the jump kind of thing at him. He's like that kind of thing, because it's such a thing of someone who's too dumb to read the room to realize that he just killed a guy and that guy's scared shitless and he thinks it's a good idea to joke with him.
That he talks constantly throughout the film about only having bad thoughts, never being happy a minute in his life. But in that moment, subsequent to a violent murder, that's when he's like, I'm feeling pretty good, I'm going to make some jokes. Mm-hmm. That bit of psychosis is just incredibly well done. It's like, oh, fuck.
This movie was unfucking believable.
Yeah, I want to watch it again because I think there's so many things that probably are in there that I did not pick up on because I was just trying to process what was happening. And so I cannot wait to buy it and watch it a bunch of times and then terrified that a clown is going to murder me.
Yeah, I'm sure the professional clowns in the world are upset that another murderous clown movie came out.
Honestly, if you've got a clown business at this point, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Who's asking for your services?
That should have ended when John Wayne Gacy became a thing.
Yes. Like, who was asking for clowns? No kid is like, my favorite thing is clowns.
Yeah.
Like, in fact, most of them will say, my least favorite thing is clowns.
Yeah, I'm not scared of them, but I fucking hate them.
You ever seen Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
A long time ago.
It's not scary because it's so old and like 80s and shitty. But there is something truly terrifying about some of the scenes when you see the clowns like kind of just standing there far away and they're like 9 feet tall and you're just like, that is deeply unsettling.
Yeah, exactly. So that's Joker. If you saw it, awesome. Let us know how you liked it. But
Mic check.
Mic check number one, good to go. If you guys like this, let us know. We might do more mic checks about movies we've seen or whatever, just, you know, random not country or football related shit. So let's do this other podcast.
Word. Yeah.